All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner. I'm with Los Angel Perez. Once again, we're going to be talking about Justin Timberlake and Travis Scott. Is this a coincidence? I don't think so. I think there's something to this. I think there's a lot of meat on this, Los Angel, because both of them has kind of shown their true colors of who they really are. Travis Scott with that demonic concert. Now, Justin Timberlake with that really satanic, demonic video he just released. And then they both, what, within a day apart, get a DUI or a DWI. And to me, it looks like public humiliation. Maybe they're not playing ball anymore. Maybe this is related to P. Diddy. There's a lot of things that are going through my mind. Are they being punished? Is this for more promotion? Is this going to, in a way, promote their music? I don't think so. I think this is a kind of like a hit job, in my opinion. What's yours?
Initially when this came out, some of the people were speculating that because Justin has a world tour that recently just started, that this would maybe enhance his ticket sales. But I think that yet remains to be seen, because I saw some very reports online where some fans are kind of wishing his demise. And I think that's really interesting. We're seeing a very eye-opening time in celebrity status here, where people who we've treasured or as a collective icons are just falling like shooting stars.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't see how a DWI would help him, but here's my thoughts on this. Travis Scott and Justin, maybe they needed a reason to pull them in for questioning. I don't know. I don't know. And then publicly humiliate them. I mean, I'm just thinking outside. I'm thinking out loud. They probably wouldn't even have to do that, but there is something to this with both of them. And I'm gonna go ahead and play some of Cuomo here on his thoughts, which I'll have to pause in and out.
So I'm literally doing this segment because I don't get it. You got Travis Scott, big deal, right? Justin Timberlake, big deal, right? Both got arrested this week for charges that were related to alcohol consumption. All right, neither one is like the biggest thing in the world, and we don't even know if the allegations are true yet. But the coverage of the two, the reaction has been so different. Rapper Travis Scott, also the father of Kylie Jenner.
And I forgot to say, this could also be a distraction from something else. You always got to look at the political world when something like this is happening. And what are they trying to take your eyes off? They're trying to take your eyes off a ball and direct your attention to something like this.
Kids was arrested early this morning in Miami. Trespassing is the charge, disorderly conduct, discon, they'll call it, public intoxication, after causing some disturbance on a yacht in Miami, allegedly. The story has been reported online, but you know what I mean? It's a big deal. But then Justin Timberlake gets a DWI arrest because he wouldn't take the breathalyzer. He says he had one drink. I understand why he wouldn't want to take the breathalyzer in that case. And it blows up my town, and it's all over the place to this moment. Let's bring in the host of Naughty.
Now, let me ask you this. Did they do the blood test for Justin? Is that why they? Because I've been hearing stuff like they found poppers in his system, HIV medicine. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of wacky and crazy stuff, but they're just rumors as of now. Have you
Yeah,
heard the same thing?
I think those are rumors. I have heard some things as well, but we haven't heard anything concretely. Right now, there's just like all these rumor mills, and people are trying to figure out if he's going to show up for his court date, which seems to be in conflict with one of his shows. So allegedly, supposedly, some people seem like they want his tour to be canceled, and others are like, who cares? This was like a nothing burger. What's interesting is the way the media has exploded with this story, his mugshot everywhere. And if you see his mugshot, I think his eyes are so blood red. I believe maybe in the article, Justin Timberlake arrested on June 18th. And rain later that day in Sag Harbor, right? Well, interestingly enough, last week we were talking about celebrities pimping out and regular people pimping out their vehicles, right? And we were talking about the Hamptons, and then a week later, where the Hamptons is on the case again. And Justin Timberlake's mugshot, people are like, oh, that's his eyes are so bloodshot. How can that be off one drink? And of course, now this opens
I
up
mean,
discussions.
I have no doubt he was drinking and driving. To me, it's happened to me. What I'm trying to put together here is these two happening one right after another. I believe with everything that's happening with Diddy and the what's coming in November, the election, there's a lot of strangeness happening right now. We got to pay attention to it. We got to follow it. We got to keep an eye on it because I think there's more to this. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, there is. And what I would suggest if people want to do some investigating, there are people out there who have been covering some of these celebrities and doing deep dives and sort of also dissecting the connections that some of them have, and including even Britney Spears and the ties to the people that might be around them as management, or people who like this lady who is her name is tossed around with Britney Spears, and conservatorship has come up again, and all of this has legs also to what happened with the Diddy raid. So I think that we're getting maybe pieces spoon-fed, almost like a reality novella. But again, it's like you said, there are real things that are happening here that are affecting the United States, the approaching seemingly wars that we should be paying attention to, and the threats that are inside this country and very close to this country. Is this a distraction? That remains to be seen. So, why was he all over the news? Why are people like Gail defending this man? Oh, he just, it was just a drink, and it's still DWI. But something that I guess I
But I
never
guess
thought about has been, like, I guess, dark music in relationship to Justin Timberlake.
I look at Justin Timberlake and I see a guy like that has completely sold out. I mean, I look at any celebrity now that endorses Biden as a guy that's completely sold out. They have handlers. You've seen Kanye try to break. I think Kanye has been used as an agitator. I'm wondering what these guys' roles are, and I'm just trying to figure it out with you, with my audience. Let's play this just for a second.
Justin Timberlake facing a DWI charge following a late-night arrest. That's the pop star and his attorney leaving a New York police station on Tuesday morning.
According to the police report, Justin was pulled over at 12:18 this morning, just 1 mile from the police station.
Justin found himself in the back of a cop car in the Hamptons after allegedly drinking and driving.
Now he has kids, doesn't he, with Jessica Biel, right?
Two.
Two kids. So he's out. I mean, he should be at home being a father, but he's out drinking and driving. And was he going to an after party or something like that, allegedly?
Well, does allegedly has spent some time with his wife for Father's Day, and I guess she's in town doing filming something on one of her projects, and he was out by the Hamptons hanging out with some friends and then had one drink. I mean, it's just crazy how much detail I even know about this man that I had no clue about his whereabouts a week before, but all of a sudden he's in all of our faces. So this is a funny meme by Matt Wallace. It's interesting. I love listening to
Is
and
that
reading what
even that
people
doesn't
say.
even look like Justin Timberlake right there? That looks like an actor after portraying him.
That's probably like an AI generated image, if I were to guess. But this is just like a meme kind of. And he writes, in 2020, Justin Timberlake condemned racism and endorsed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for president. And he then chose to endanger lives a second time today and was arrested for reckless drunk driving. So it's like a obviously a playful, not so playful meme hit kind of thing. I do not know, to be honest, where he stands in relationship to whether or not him and Jessica are outwardly supporting, let's say, Joe Biden. I do know that there was a report that they moved their family from California recently. So I don't
Really?
know.
And then Britney Spears is even taking jabs at him here, and she's saying Britney Spears celebrates the little things in cryptic post after Justin Timberlake arrest. And anything she says, I take with a grain of salt these days. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But here she is. I don't know. Is that what she posted? Is that what they're making a big deal out of?
Yeah, they say that that might be a drink. And so Britney's 42 years old.
Taking a jab at him.
She apparently hasn't commented on Timberland's arrest, but some fans have decided to read in between the lines, is what the article is saying. The two dated from 1999 to 2002, and Spears went into an intimate detail about their relationship in 2023 in her memoir, The Woman and Me. In the books, she says that allegedly Timberlake cheated on her repeatedly and pressured her into having when she became pregnant with his baby. She says the breakup, which happened over text, played a role in a public turmoil that has plagued her in the mid-2000s.
So she's taking a pop shot at him. It's almost like he's putting an alcoholic drink out there and like celebrating, I guess, that he was arrested, correct? And that's what I think.
Maybe, you know, the thing with Britney is very interesting because when she communicates, besides those weird dancing videos, it seems like she's trying to send messages. At least that's what her fans and the people who are very loyal to her, they are worried about her. They are worried about the conservatorship. They are worried about how TMZ seems to celebrate and always kind of push the fact that, yeah, we need to put Britney Spears back on this conservatorship. So this is was kind of something to pay attention to, is that with some of these people that we see back in the limelight, come back some of these old stories that we haven't really been thinking about in a while.
This is the most satanic music video I have ever seen. I don't know what Justin Timberlake is up to.
You know, this is the same thing Taylor Swift did before she just shot up in fame, right? And remember her, she started having a lot of demonic videos. And I'm watching this like, oh my God, here we go all over again.
But this is dark. And I hope this is not being filmed inside of a church. Because once he enters this building, we find out that this is some secret party. And he is quickly greeted with his alter ego. As he watches over him, we are then greeted with the devil herself, who invites him to come dance. He then starts to riz her up, but then it gets dark very quickly. She scratches his face, which represents the possession, and everyone on the dance floor turns into demons. Him and his alter ego then make eye contact with each other like, what have you just done? And then the devil arises. She spreads her wings, looks at him right in the face, and all the other demons worship her. She then drops this black liquid.
You know, this kind of reminds me also of the Michael Jackson video Thriller, like just a more modernized version. Remember that Thriller with the zombies and then all that, and then he turns into one of them? This is kind of Justin Timberlake's version of that, I think. But I think there's more to this, because there is now a trend in Hollywood. It's almost like they've taken this demonic occult stuff and ran with it, and they're making it trendy. Like, they're making it a part of their act now. I saw it at ACL. You see it on videos more and more that are coming out more and more often. So to me, I'm thinking to myself, are they trying to just take this and make it a trend? You get what I'm saying?
Right. It almost seems like, let's push the gothic look to a deeper place. Because, you know, the goth look has always been around. But now you see this woman just releasing this liquid that, once you keep watching the video, it looks like it's a symbolic for blood.
From her mouth onto him, and then this is where things just get wild. Everyone then gets this red liquid on them. They start doing stuff with each other, and honestly, it's just extremely creepy. At the end of the party, his alter ego buries his old self in the trunk. He then gets in the car with the devil. Her eyes are possessed. They turn to him, and then his eyes become possessed. This is the most...
See, they're not even hiding it anymore, man. I mean, this is just out in the open. I'm wondering, do they... Now just hear me out. Do they really believe this? Or do they really believe this? Or is this... And just making a mockery of it? Or is this, you know, real? I tend to think this is real. And whether they're wittingly or unwittingly a part of it, they're a part of it.
Yeah, it's creepy. And I have to say that I know that a lot of them just hide that this is just an art form where we, you know, the freedom of the artist to express themselves. But why are we accepting as a collective that the mainstream media and mainstream music keeps pushing us towards these satanic, just really disgusting, uncomfortable feelings. Now, I will like to say that just a caution for people who are empathic, for people who can feel energies through the internet, that when you are looking at some of these videos, especially when we move forward and we watch a little bit of the Astral World videos with Travis Scott, please, you know, stay in your prayer, in your protection, because some of these frequencies that you can feel through the video just feel like, you know, you can feel into it, and it's sickening. And I think that there's an intentional compression, there's a frequency attack that can meet a person if they're open to it, if they're psychically open to it.
So this here is the breakdown of the Deadly Astral World concert. Is this the right video you wanted me to pull up?
Yeah, and you could maybe play the first few minutes.
From the moment the doors to Astroworld opened, there was chaos at NRG Park. At 2 p.m., a stampede of concertgoers exploded through security gates, with dozens being trampled in the process. As the clock ticked down to Travis Scott's arrival, tens of thousands of fans crammed into the venue to see the rap star perform.
Where your feet were placed is where your feet stayed the whole night.
Concertgoers told NBC News that around 8:30 p.m. the crowd began to
So did they really just bust through the metal detectors and all that? They weren't even being screened? I mean, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, from what I remembered, there was so much criticism about the whole handling of this event because it did get out of control. And as you see in this reporting, and then if you want, we can look at the TMZ, like, you can almost feel like you can't breathe when you're looking at these videos. It's very unfortunate for the people who got hurt. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 8 young people lost their lives in this concert. And a lot of people.
Was it 8? Was it 8? Yeah, I remember it was something along the lines of it was about 8 people. And I remember they said the music put them in some kind of hypnotic trance and people just started dropping. Is this one here?
Yes.
I'm from Toronto, but I got Houston tatted on me because it's always been my home, so I appreciate you having me. I love y'all. Astroworld Fest, there's nothing like it.
Make some motherfucking noise and jump!
Oh wow, they're dropping, huh? So they're doing. So these people just started dropping in the crowd, correct?
Mm-hmm. And the concert continued for a while, and you could see there's lots of footage out there in different videos of people who were in the concert trying to get the attention of security. Even some of them trying to make their way towards the edges of the stage and saying, "Stop the concert! Stop the concert! Stop the concert!" A lot of people were saying that they couldn't breathe. So besides the unfortunate people who died, 8 of them, a lot of people were hurt, and a lot of young people were reporting feeling like they were in a ritual or it felt satanic. And I mean, one of the things that people experienced when they entered this concert area is that there was a big balloon of Travis Scott with his of his face with his mouth wide open, and you could walk right into his mouth, this balloon.
And they're performing CPR on that kid.
Yeah, while the whole concert's going on, it's...
So I see cops, and I couldn't remember when this was, but the cops have jackets on, so it was cold out. It wasn't during the summer, so it's not like they were having heat stroke, right?
I do believe it was. They were very hot, the concert goers. I can't remember what time of season this concert took place. To be quite honest, I am so surprised that there has been no real repercussions for Travis Scott. I mean, just that day, I mean, he went to the concert, people died, he went to an after party, and life goes on for people like him. And yet, what are the consequences? You know, there was a lot of things that went wrong in the setting up of this concert. And not to mention a lot of demonic undertones that are around the setup of his concert. People felt like they were walking into a portal, like a demon portal opened up. I mean, there's even there's a little footage of the Travis Scott balloon. So you can see how weird it looked that people during the day were just walking under this big balloon and you're walking into the mouth, like literally... I'm going to eat you up. And his performance ate people that day.
Right. There's obviously something to this. This is very demonic. And folks, you know that we are in a spiritual war right now. The frequencies alone just kind of make me feel, you know, really like creeped out. And it feels like a ritual. It feels to me like a ritual. I'm not going to play any more of this because I want to spare my listeners and myself.
Yeah. And you know what, Nino?
It feels jarring. It feels wrong. It doesn't feel right.
There's a link that I had contemplating showing you in your audience, and I deleted it because I started feeling like sick to my stomach. I'm like, the frequencies alone, the visuals, I mean, this was just the TMZ cut. But of course, you know, TMZ seems to be everywhere there's a disaster that has to do with somebody's life. They seem to be there to celebrate it, to capture it, to dissect it, to opine on it. And are they a demonic entity themselves? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, they're all related. I mean, you know, mainstream media covers all this. They're all in bed together. They're all holding hands through this entire thing. I mean, this is when we say captured operation, we mean all of it. This planet, you know, and the more I look into this stuff, the more guests I have on, the more I refer back to the Bible. This is Lucifer, Satan's playground, man. I mean, this is everything is a captured operation. Everything is under the control Lucifer here in this third dimension in this world. But you know, and that's why I bring this stuff on, because it is so obvious now. I mean, it's staring us right in the face. If you weren't a believer before, now is the time to be a believer. Now is the time to get with it and understand, put on your armor of God and understand that we are at war with you know, principalities and entities and things not of this world. You know, and here it is, rapper Travis Scott's Giza Pyramids concert banned over offense to traditions. Why is he going to the Giza Pyramids?
Well, this was apparently like a concert that he had planned, and this article came out last year in 2023. And, well, you know, supposedly they didn't like the rituals that he performs. They didn't say specifically which rituals, but they, you know, the people are, you know, speculate that it looks like he's doing rituals in his concerts, and some of the accusations look like he's doing Satanism. So also,
and people are letting, whether they know it or not, the kids are listening to it. This is what's mainstream. This is what's out right now. I mean, we're being attacked on all fronts, man. I mean, we got World War III starting. You got the celebrity world, entertainment, the movies, the music. It's all in our face right now, man. You got the whole, you know, the pride agenda. The whole thing, man, is all coming full force right now. Like, it is, their foot is on the gas.
And it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And I think you're right. I think that this somehow is connected to Diddy and that bochinche that we are still waiting to hear.
Now, what is this exactly? You sent me this as well. This is
and if you want, you could just play like a minute or a couple of minutes. This is a pastor now. He used to be an ex-Satanist, and this was just his opinion on the Travis Scott concert. I agree with the first with what his insights and that he's sharing here.
You know what it comes down to when you see like a good girl like Taylor Swift, you know, Whitney Houston get caught up in all her those scandals, and she finally passes away, gets with the bad boy Bobby Brown. You know, all these celebrities that start off in gospel, start off in church, Satan wants nothing more than to take these people into his control and have them sell out, you know. And when you see now where Taylor Swift is, when you see now Travis Scott, Justin Timberlake, it's almost like they need to have that fame. They've got to have that fame. There's nothing more important to them than that fame. And it's like they ultimately pay the price of their soul. And now we're watching everything that's happening to them. Here, I'm going to go ahead and play this now.
And there was a portal, and literally, like, it looked like hell on stage. People said they felt demons coming into them. People couldn't breathe. 8 people died that night. 2 more have died since then. Over 300 people hospitalized. Like, his shirt literally had people going from death to going into hell. The stage was set up as a portal. It had, like, a phoenix on fire. All this demonic symbolism. As dead bodies were being literally crowd surfed out of the crowd, he was singing songs over them, saying, yeah. He was saying, like, you guys know what you...
That's right. He didn't stop singing, did he? Even though people were dropping left and right.
Mm-hmm. The concert continued for some time afterwards.
You came for, as people were dying on stage, it was flashing, see you on the other side. So it was blatantly demonic. It was blatantly. It wasn't like hidden. It wasn't.
So they were saying, see you on the other side while people were dropping. They were flashing that on the screen.
This is crazy. There's so much that about that day and all the details about Astro World that I don't think has really been dissected.
Wow.
People just keep getting away with things. We're seeing it right in front of our faces. And when is enough going to be enough? And part of enough is that we tune to something else. You know, we tune to,
and a lot
to your station.
You know, a lot of people cannot still handle that this is a real thing, man. A lot of people are like, oh, that's crazy. Satanism, demonic worship. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Better wake up, folks.
And let me tell
conspiracy,
you.
Conspiracy was blatant.
What's that?
Oh, I was going to say John Ramirez is an interesting person because as a former Satanist and now a Christian pastor, he would tell and he says stories about how they would go after specifically the people who were the closest to walking that path with God, the Christians.
So they went after the Christians.
He tells stories about people who had no idea that they were even being like messed with. And there were just these regular people who were just devoted to their faith.
Demonic. Talk to me about this. Was this a human ritual? How does music play into that witchcraft world, that satanic realm? To your knowledge, coming out of that, what role does music and stuff play into that?
Well, you got to know, when we go to church, we worship, we get into the spirit, right? When we worship, we get into the spirit. When we worship, we usher the presence of God into our worship, into our midst, right? We invite the Holy Spirit to come into our midst. We invite the Holy Spirit to come into the presence, you know, so we can enjoy the intimacy with Christ, right? So on the opposite side of the demonic, the music it hypnotizes, it brings an atmosphere of the demonic. So the portal that was up the gates and portals of demons coming back and forth, looking for the tragedy to happen so they can sacrifice.
So that was... So we could say with all confidence, I mean, we could presume that this was a sacrifice ritual.
I would say so. I thought it was, to be honest. And I think that some of the concert goers, many of them were so young. I think that some of them had their eyes opened on that day.
And this man knew what was going on, because when I was in the demonic world, the demons would tell me, well, if you don't do this with your daughter, we're going to take her out. So then there was things that I had to do in the demonic world in order to please the devil, to keep the rhythm going, to keep my contract going. So this man knew what he was doing. He knew the setup. He knew the stage. He knew the platform. He knew what he was doing. He knew the demons was going to come in and out of that portal. He knew the demons were coming in because they had to come and collect life. You know, they need to collect life. That was a sacrifice of them collecting the life or whatever the case may be. So they came in, that whole stage was prepared in the spirit, the demonic spirit realm, in order for this tragedy to happen.
Wow. Wow, man. I mean, so it was set up as a ritual, as a ceremony, and innocent people's lives got taken. You really think about that, and when you go to church, you invite Jesus Christ, you invite God into the service. And yeah, this is no different to me. This is scary, and I would really put a warning in to the parents out there and say, hey, you better pay attention to what your kids are listening to and what they're doing, where they're going, because a lot of them will tell you they're going somewhere and then really go somewhere else. I did that all the time. But music then, people used to say like AC/DC and Metallica was satanic. It's nothing compared to what it is today. Now you actually got portals opening up and people dying. I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is insanity. This is
It's
where we're at. This
insanity.
is, yeah, this is the stage of the game we're at now. And what I'm trying to do with this podcast with you, Los Angel, is say there is something more here to the story with Justin Timberlake and his video, Travis Scott, both being arrested, both having the similar charges. And I'm asking my audience, and I want to know from them, I want to know from you all, what do you think this is? Do you think there's something there? Do you think there's more to this? Do you think they're being maybe publicly humiliated for not playing ball, or are they being pulled in for questioning? Do you think this is just a coincidence? Nothing's happening here. I believe nothing is a coincidence. I think there's something happening here. And both of these guys
I agree with you.
obviously have sold their soul, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Reading up on just people talking about Travis Scott, they just talk about how he changed and how his persona seems more demonic. And there were even little videos of him acting almost irrational. There's been other instances where maybe he hasn't behaved in the best way at concerts before. So there is like a history to him being sort of I guess aggressive on stage. I don't know. I think that, what is music? I love that John Ramirez talked about that spiritual experience that we all experience when we're in a church or we're in a holy place or we're in a retreat or maybe we're out in nature. And it's an example here, family, that music can be used for good things and for not so good things. And a lot of it is what's in your heart, what's your intention, what are you participating in, what are you saying yes to. And sometimes your friends who might be in exploring some of these things may not even know themselves. Just trust your heart and your intuition because those things never lie and won't steer you wrong.
Right. I think it's about the frequency and tension that you're putting out, and you will re receive whatever you're putting out there back. And so you got to be real careful what you're asking for. Well, Essential, thank you so much for joining me once again. Another great episode. Let's do another one next week. Folks, if you like these entertainment episodes where we put a little spin on it, where we cover the dark side of this stuff, what's happening behind the war, behind the scenes in the war, leave your comments down below. Let us know what you think. And we'll be doing this again next week. Thank you, Rosangel, for joining me.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
Where can they find you?
Cafecito break on social media. We post on Instagram pretty much every day. And thank you. It's been a pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
All right, peace, everybody.